opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So, Clint Capela, done. You excited?
I won't say I'm excited just because he's a system center, even though he's been your best center they've had since prime Dwight Howard, which has been a few years. It's a very team-friendly deal, I feel like. It's $18 million per year. I like the deal. He's not getting the max like he wanted, but I don't think he should have ever deserved the max.
My bookie has its Game of Thrones Season 8 odds up now for who's going to win and wind up being the it's going to be the ruler of Westeros.
I mean, Khaleesi has to be the odds-on favorite, right?
Yeah, it's pretty close, actually. You know, one of those two has to die out of Daenerys and Jon Snow.
Yeah, and I think Jon dies. I bet you he dies just giving himself up because that's who he is.
She's only plus 230 and he's plus 250.
Huh.
Here's my favorite. I will be putting money on him. The Night King, plus 650.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975, at producer T. Scott, who's doing a lousy job today. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. And if you are so inclined, you can watch us on the live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on live stream. And there you go. You can watch the show and see Jong Lee filling in for AJ Hoffman today and doing a pretty good job. Missed the first 2 hours. You missed RJ Bell. You missed, I think that's the last giveaway we have for the party. That we
I don't know. I don't know if we have any for next week, but yeah, maybe.
I'm guessing we probably don't because that's a pretty big list now. We also, we did a lot of sports. It's been very sportsy all week for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, well, college football's coming around. The Hall of Fame game is next week. You know, football season's about to kick off. So, and baseball trade deadline is next week too. So, it's a sportsy time. We're getting ramped up for sports, for football.
So you were talking about something off air here about overrated college football teams.
Yes, this comes from SB Nation, and it's written by Richard Johnson. He went back from 2008. Dick Johnson.
Dick Johnson, okay.
Yeah, so you got two. Anyway.
Not Dick Dodd.
No. Richard Johnson, and he basically took the last 10 college football seasons and put a number next to how overrated or underrated each team was in the Power 5 conference. So, for example, if Clemson was picked to finish second in the ACC Atlantic and they actually finished first, they get a plus one next to their name, right? So let's just take UT. If UT were predicted to finish with 8 wins and they finished with 7, they get a minus one. All right, so let's start with the ACC. Which team do you think outperformed their prediction?
Well, probably Clemson, since you use them as an example.
No.
Really? I bet Louisville did.
Louisville, a 7. They're number 3 on this list.
Okay.
For the ACC. The number 1 team is Boston College, plus 9.
Okay.
So I'm guessing the preseason, they're picked pretty low.
And yeah.
So they rack up the pluses that way. Can you guess the most overrated team?
Probably Florida State.
Florida State, minus 8. Minus at Clemson, minus 4. So this is from 2008 to 2017.
Interesting.
The Big Ten. Most underrated team.
Most underrated? I might go Michigan State. Although they had that one bad year that's going to skewer the number.
Michigan State is lower. They're at plus 1. There's two teams that finish with a plus 6.
Iowa?
Iowa is a plus 3.
Okay.
You want to keep guessing or?
No, it's about as far as I got.
Minnesota and Rutgers, both plus 6.
I would have never gotten either one of those, and Rutgers sucks.
And
they obviously predicted them to win 2 games, and they won 3.
And I can bet you can guess who the most overrated team is.
Overrated's probably Michigan.
Yep, minus 10. So the last 10 years, on average, they've been projected to win one more game than they actually did. The Big 12, most underrated team, and this is by far plus 17.
Wow. Kansas State?
Yes, Kansas State, and the most overrated team Texas. By far, minus 18. Texas, minus 18. And Oklahoma is a minus 9.
Interesting.
So they're the third lowest. And the Pac-12, the most underrated team with a plus 5.
Well, I would probably say either Washington or Utah would be my guess for that.
No. Washington is at a plus 1. They're 6th.
Okay.
And Utah is towards the bottom with a minus 2.
Really? I guess they've only been okay the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them.
Is Arizona at plus 5?
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
And you could probably guess the worst underperforming team.
USC.
Yes, minus 8. I'm sorry, AJ. The SEC, the most overperforming team.
I might go with one of the Mississippi schools, actually.
No. The closest is Mississippi State at a plus 6. This team, the most overperforming team, is at a plus 8. Ole Miss is at a 0. So they've been basically flatlined.
Yeah. I don't know.
Missouri, plus 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And the...
Because nobody thinks they're going to be any good ever, and usually they turn out to be okay.
And they've won the other side of that conference, once or twice? So, in the last 10 years. And the most overrated team in the SEC?
Florida. Or Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay. Where's Florida? Florida is at a plus 1. So, Tennessee is a minus 11. Tennessee, minus 11. I think they
Rocky
always...
Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me.
I guess they always think that Tennessee's going to be like that powerhouse team that they were in the 90s, but they've just haven't been able to find that one coach that could take them there. So, they thought they had it.
They've made a lot of bad hires.
Yeah, I mean, they thought they had it with Lane Kiffin.
It's not like he was that great in his 1 year there.
No, but there's some college football for you there.
That was beautiful.
I mean, I guess this list is like you're basically taking their preseason ranking and then you're putting a plus and minus
number
on it.
But that's assuming you know what you're doing with their preseason.
Yeah.
Which, you know, most of these guys don't, especially if he's using, you know, Dick Dodd.
Yeah, and I think the most overrated team thing, I think, is much easier to guess than the underperformed team. Because you kind of look at the big programs that aren't doing very well.
Yeah.
That haven't been. I mean, you can kind of put that on them.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we need to get a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day in. And we might have another little surprise. We'll see. You're just going to have to keep listening to find out. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And today it's Fred and John. Thank you, Tony Kemp. I like Tony Kemp.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him get more of a chance out. I know he's playing a lot, but I'd like to say, all right, you know what? You're the left fielder. I'd rather see him out there than Reddick right now. But I know they play different positions, but still.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen just because they're going to try to give Kyle Tucker as many at-bats. So,
well, it'd be nice if Kyle Tucker turned into a star and could replace Reddick. I'm not all that crazy about what you're getting out of Reddick right
now. Doesn't Josh Reddick still have a couple years left on his contract?
He does, but that doesn't mean he needs to be starting out there if he's not hitting. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I love a good zoo story. I was gone last week when the jaguar got out in the zoo and ate all the animals.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Did you guys talk about that? Well, this one's not quite as sexy as that, but it's still pretty cool. I mean, it's funny to me, that whole jaguar story. Jaguar was doing what jaguars do.
Eat things.
Yeah. But officials in an Egyptian zoo are denying allegations that two zebras on display are, in fact, donkeys painted with black and white stripes. Mahmoud Sarhan snapped photos at the International Garden Municipal Park in Cairo after he noticed the two zebras on display appeared to be donkeys painted to look like zebras. Photos went viral, show the animal stripes appear to be smudging.
Oh, God.
A veterinarian who analyzed the photo said the coloring of the faces do not align with the normal zebra's appearance, and their stripes do not appear to be consistent.
Is there a picture of said zebra?
Yeah, apparently it went viral. Right, viral. There is it's out there. But Muhammad Sultan. Now that's a cool name, Sultan. That's what I'd like to be, Fred Sultan. The zoo's director told a local radio station that none of the animals in the facility are fraudulent. A Chinese zoo came under fire in 2013 when sharp-eyed visitors noticed an animal labeled as a lion was, in fact, just an especially fluffy dog.
Oh, God.
They said the Tibetan Mastiff was a temporary replacement for the zoo's real lion, which was away at a breeding facility. But in this case, they say that, these aren't donkeys painted to look like zebras. But I got to tell you, if you've seen the picture, it looks like spray paint.
It does. It looks like it's a very poor, poor attempt at making it look like a zebra.
So, and they don't look anything like real zebras. This is just some guy with a spray paint can doing a not so good job.
What an ass.
I see what you did there. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, there you go. I love stories like that. I wonder whose idea that is. They're sitting around going, hey, man, we're a little short of zebras. You got any ideas? It's like, hey, why don't we, you know what? Nobody will notice if we get a couple donkeys and just spray paint them. Yeah, we don't have a lion right now. Anybody seen a mastiff? Just really furry.
I mean, I guess I could see how that could be turned to a zebra because they do have similar ears.
And they kind of like zebras bray.
Yeah.
And they kind of sound like donkeys.
Yeah.
I mean, at least from what I've heard. I mean, I'm no expert on zebras.
No.
But I have seen them in the Houston Zoo. And I think they're real. I think I saw them in the Houston Zoo. It may have been San
Antonio. They're all donkeys.
Mm. See, I guess if you could, like, that's one of the ones you could fake, right? You can't fake a giraffe.
Or a lion.
Well, they faked a lion. You can apparently fake a lion. You can't fake a snake.
No.
There's,
Well, never mind. I was going to make a bad Kevin Durant joke, but I didn't.
Okay.
Never mind.
You never know if it's bad until you try it. That's the beauty of this job. It may be a bad joke. It may not be funny, but you never know until you throw it out there. Somebody might say, you know what? That was funny. And then somebody else might say, oh, that was just terrible. But that's okay. If one person is entertained by your joke, John.
Even if it's myself.
Yeah, well, that, maybe not that. Man, I was listening to, I walked outside, they had some of Patrick Creighton's show going on.
You could probably hear it from in here if you didn't have your headphones on.
I don't know how that guy does it. What does he do? He does like 8 hours of radio a day. He's yelling the entire time. I mean, how can anybody do that?
Stephen A can do that.
Yeah, but he doesn't do 8 hours.
Well, he does, I think he does three. I think he might do three, right?
But he also does his show with other people.
And he does First Take, and then he does... Well, his national radio show, he does it by himself. And then he has First Take, and then he has... He has Sports Center, I guess, but...
Oh, really? Because when we saw him at the fight last year, he had, like, two guys doing the show with him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and he was leaving all his trash on our table. Mm. It wasn't very fun. But no, Patrick Creighton, he's in there, you know, why is everyone changing their mind on Carmelo Anthony? Do they not know he was terrible last year? Do they not know that he did not get along with Mike D'Antoni when they were in New York? And he does that for like 8 hours. I don't know how you do it. I would be, after an hour of that, I'd be like, all right, we're back on the blitz.
I guess he just grew up. I mean, he is from New York, so he's kind of used to that New York sports talk radio, like shout into the mic, telling you, you know, what it is and that kind of thing. So I think he's just kind of grown up with it that way. I'm sure he was like that when he was a little kid, probably yelling at his parents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dad! Mickey Mantle is not the greatest. You know what? I have to take a damn cough drop after doing Patrick Creighton.
Whoa.
His voice. Stop. I like Patrick, but that is like, it is so, I'm just not a fan of individual shows as a listener.
Yeah, it depends. I guess if you're a big fan of just like if you're a big fan of statistics, I think you could be you could probably listen to Charlie Polillo all day. And if you want controversy, you can kind of listen to like Colin Cowherd, but it's not for me. Some people like it, but it's not for me.
Yeah. I guess I like shows where
you can talk about zebras being donkeys.
Obviously I like our show, but I can listen to John and Lance all day, mm-hmm. Just because I've always listened to those guys and I find them entertaining. I think there's like Barry and Joel. I think when Barry's in town, I actually like listening to him. But
he's not at the Laugh Hut.
Yeah. I've always preferred shows like. But I don't really listen. I don't listen to too much radio outside of what we do because I've been trying to pay more attention to our station and what we're doing here because it also helps with Sports Map and things like that. But for the most part. One person shows kind of bore me, and that's just me though. I think a lot of people love them. I have a friend who just swears by Polillo's show and loves our show. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah. That's kind of weird. That's like, okay. I like, really attractive blonde women and I like really attractive men. It's kind of what that is. That's okay. I think, you know, whatever. Some people are like that.
Bryce says that I'm exactly right. He grew up in New York, and they all sound like Patrick Creighton.
Somebody says, I swear the albino alligator at the Houston Zoo was fake. All my years going, I never saw it move. I never saw that thing move either.
Mm.
Did you ever see that? Did you guys ever see that?
No, I didn't.
It's going back a ways. I'm sure it's not still there, but they had an albino alligator.
It was there, I think I went 2 or 3 years ago, and it was still there.
Mm.
But
the same thing with the pseudo dragon. That thing never moves either. It just sits there.
Komodo dragon.
Komodo dragon.
Yeah, but those don't usually move much anyway, right? Well, they just kind of sit there, and then they might move a little bit, but for the most part, they're not like running around.
Pseudo dragon. Did I just confuse Dungeons and Dragons with a Komodo dragon?
Maybe.
281 says zebras have way smaller ears than donkeys. Those are for sure donkeys. See, I knew one of our listeners would know for a fact. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I have to tell you about Harry's Razors. And guys, if you're in the market for a razor, there's only one place to go, Harry's. And I got to tell you, convenience, affordability, quality, all the things you want in a shave. To be honest, I never ever thought about shaving. I would go and buy some razors, and I'd probably buy some cheap ones, and I'd cut my face all up, and then I'd wait until they were so dull that I was having to just, it was like trying to mow the lawn with my face, and I never even thought about it. And then once I started using Harry's, man, made all the difference in the world. I don't ever have to worry about going to the store. I never have to worry about whether I've got razors because they show up right when I need them. Right now, you can try it too. Limited time only. Blitzers can save big on a Harry's shave set with code FAOUR at harrys.com for new customers. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3. plus free shipping. $3 to test it out. And guys, 100% quality guarantee. They stand behind their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. That simple. And if you're one of those guys who still goes to the store, you can go to Walmart or Target and check it out. They've got them there. But why would you do that when you can get them for $3? That's right. Limited time only. Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tyler tried to play music during my live read. That's screw up number two.
That was my bad.
I
Jose
know
was talking to me, and I actually. Well,
and that's the thing. What is Jose doing in there talking to you?
I mean, he was
asking.
He's going to
screw up anything he touches.
That's cold.
Well, it's true. And now you're just you're. I mean, you can't blame it on him. You're trying to. I see what you're doing, but
I am. Yeah.
A couple people asking me, do I have any CFL plays this weekend? Ottawa plus six tomorrow night against Hamilton. I like the Red Blacks and. Calgary, Saskatchewan, over 47. Saskatchewan's offense is awful, but I think Calgary can put up 47 on their own there. So, there you go. Two plays for tomorrow night, nothing on tonight's game. I am 14-9 on CFL, so
nice.
Not exactly killing it.
But making a profit.
I was after, but I had a pretty slow start, and then I'd go like 4-0 and then 0-4. And so now I'm 14-9 and two plays this weekend. So, hopefully... we'll get back up there in that close to 60% range for the season is what I'm looking for. So, I mean, for a whole year, if I can do 60%, I'm happy. But that's kind of, you know, I've had some CFL years where I just did ridiculous numbers. But, you know, and hopefully Johnny Football will get in some action at some point because everybody wants to see him. Somebody says Komodo Dragons' average speed is 12 miles an hour.
That's yeah, when cool. They're running, but usually aren't they just kind of just sitting there?
Well, the one at the zoo is. Can't speak for any others because I haven't seen them. Somebody said the alligator died.
Aww. Oh,
poor guy. Hey, listen for your chance to win in the name game where we call two names. And if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a pair of tickets to Local Brews and Local Grooves at the House of Blues, Houston's ultimate craft beer and music festival featuring over 20 local craft breweries, more than 40 beers and rare releases, 10 local bands, DJs, brew-inspired pub food pairings, and more. Tickets range from $15 to $65. Tasting wristbands included in select ticket packages and at the event. I don't know what that means. Tasting wristbands included in select ticket packages and I guess are included.
Tasty wristbands?
Tasting.
Okay.
Tasting. It could be tasty. I don't know. You must be 21 and up to win. John Enrahil with Dell gave away today's prize to Casey since he was the first caller. Now, that's kind of sexist. Casey could be a woman.
Yeah.
My niece's name is Casey. So Casey was the first caller. Congratulations, Casey, for being today's winner. Dorian failed.
Loser.
I don't know any Dorians.
I don't either.
But Casey, yeah, this once again, though, this is just shows what a sexist bunch of people we have working here.
So I guess Tyler wrote that on there. He says that we have 5 party invites left to give out on Monday, 1 per show. So.
Okay. All right.
5. Well, and they're pairs of tickets like
yeah
we've been giving away.
Yeah,
it's so funny when people are emailing me, they'd send stuff like, I'm gonna bring my smoking hot girlfriend. Like, okay, that's for Hoffman. He's the one that said that. I'm not putting you on the list because you have a smoking hot girlfriend. Unless you guys are into swinging. But
did you get any pics?
No. Everybody was really smart and okay. Cool about it, and I just, you know, there's people that I know have listened for a long time that are always contributing to the show, whether they're tweeting or whatever, and so I put them at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to, you know, basically go on how long people had been listening. I gave a lot of to people who said, hey, I bought my mattress at Texas Mattress Makers and things like that. They got moved up the list. But, you know, I don't know how many of the ones that I actually put down and I narrowed down for Michelle got invited, but I hope they all did. So we said that alligator probably died 20 years ago, but they just left it there. But I mean, I'm really excited about this mainly because I think it's just a, it's just a cool thing to do for the listeners because you guys have made us what we are, and the whole, you know, word of mouth thing, man. That's how we've gotten to be the biggest show in the city. It's just because of you guys. So this is our way of saying thank you, and hopefully it'll be fun. And I wish we could take care of everybody. I wish we could, you know, use the Astrodome for it because that's what we need to do to get all our listeners in one place.
I don't want to give them asbestos.
No, or, you know, cat poo or rat poo. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but...
Dysentery.
I think...
Cholera.
We would invite more. It's just the fire code here. We're going to be up to the max anyway. So, but yeah. I kind of feel bad for, you know, the people that aren't going to be able to make it, but...
No, but the cool thing is, and also it'll be a chance for everybody to kind of see these offices now that we've jazzed them up. I mean, we're actually a professional company now.
Yeah,
I'm pretty excited.
Look at us.
It. Yeah, we've all grown up,
and it's kind of cool to see the response from the listeners that really want to come here and kind of, you know, hang out and very supportive stuff.
Well, I don't know that anybody has done this in terms of. Like, I know 104 used to have their little studio where you could get a small group in there and they'd see bands and things like that. And we did that a few times. But I don't know that anybody's ever had a party at their place and said, mm-hmm. Hey, come on into our home and see how we do business and hang out with us and drink beer. And, you know, preferably you need to Uber or Lyft would be my suggestion.
Yes.
I'm going to do that. Tell you that for sure. But yeah, and just, you know, celebrate having the greatest show in the history of the known universe. And certainly the greatest show in Houston. By far, and the rest of the shows too. You know, they're okay, except for, well, never mind. I'm not going to make fun of anybody today. I'm in too good of a mood. It's been a good week, man.
It's Friday.
And
got 20 minutes left.
You know, I've been like so zen since I got back from Canada. After I, you know, basically went totally native and smoked a lot of weed and.
You bring some of that back?
No, I did not. I brought a lot of beer back, but I'm still not. Yeah, and I have friends that are telling me, oh, you can sneak the weed in this. I'm like, I don't.
Too afraid?
I am too afraid to do it. Especially since I can, you know, I got some here. It's just the stuff that I had there was freaking amazing. And it was not my smartest moment because after I smoked the first one, I realized, okay, this stuff's pretty potent. Really about half of that one was all I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I got three more left. Then we got, you know, 15 holes to play. So here we go. And yeah, it was pretty cool, especially when I thought I was talking to the cow. That was pretty funny. But no, man, it's nice to kind of get up there and clear your mind and come back and start thinking about all the things that we need to get done here as a company and as a show. And I've really decided to focus on, you know, there's a few things that I kind of need to get off my plate, and I've just sort of figured out ways to do that so that I can focus on fewer things. Cause I kind of realized when I left that I was spread way too thin and that I've gotten where I was being short with people and being kind of an a-hole. And that's, you know, that's not me. Like, and there are a couple evil Freddy appearances, which never a good thing. I try to keep him in his box.
You know, a good head coach is a great delegator as well.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Gotta be the CEO. We can't do everything.
Yeah. 832, so I got 15 J's for a 4-day trip in Denver recently. I feel you, Fred. Yeah, the quality up there is fantastic in Denver. I mean, they've got really good stuff. But most of I've always said this, the best weed I've ever had that I like is out of Vancouver. They just make fantastic weed. And so this is basically what I had up there was a strain of that.
But they don't have sausage up there.
They have sausage, but it ain't Zumo's. That's my biggest complaint. You know, the in-laws were like, hey, we're going to make you some Canadian sausage. Hey, what do you think? It's going to be really tasty. Oh, geez. No, because it wasn't Zumo's. Zumos has been around since 1908. And everybody over in Beaumont and the Golden Triangle, you guys know all about them. You know about the Boudin. You know about the Party Time sausage. They and that Party Time sausage, man, is fantastic. And we use that for a lot. Sometimes if we're just going to grill, we do it. The wife loves making, we have some breakfast tacos where we use sausage, and she uses a Zumos. Yeah, it's so awesome. That Party Time sausage is the best sausage. In fact, next time I go to Canada, I'm taking sausage with me, because then I have to check that little box that says, are you bringing meat? But I'm going to bring meat so I can show them what real sausage is. It's made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine southern taste. Guys, and Ryan and the guys over there, they have been doing this for a long time. They know what they're doing. They make quality, and people love it. So if you're going to be grilling this weekend, or maybe you just want some really kick-ass sausage or some really kick-ass boudin, then get over to H-E-B. You know, we like H-E-B. We're friends with H-E-B. They have it at H-E-B. They also have it at Kroger. They also have it at Fiesta. Z-U-M-M-O-S. That's how you know. Get the boudin, get the Party Time sausage, get it all. That's Zumos. Make it a Zumos weekend.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Guys, I know you're sitting there stuck in traffic thinking about what the heck am I going to do when I get home? And then you're going to get home and you're going to see that vehicle stuck in the garage. It's been sitting there forever. Or maybe it's out in your barn, or maybe it's just out in front of your house. And you were going to fix it up. You had the right idea. You thought, I'm going to fix this thing up and maybe sell it. And you never did. And maybe it got some flood damage and now it's just sitting there and it's an eyesore. Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to make the phone call as soon as you get home. So just remember this number. It's very simple. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Doesn't matter if it's car, truck, RV, motorcycle, four-wheeler, tractor. Donate it. Donate it to Texans Can Academies, because they're going to come tow it free of charge. Take care of all the paperwork. They can do it on. You can do it online in just seconds, basically. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it from me. $50 gift card. That's simple. And that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. These are schools around town that take in kids that have had to drop out of other schools for a variety of reasons. And some of those reasons are, you know, they had to do things like get a job to support their family. Well, they do that. And the school works around them. So many of them graduate. And these are kids that would have never had a chance to get out of high school if they hadn't gone to Texans Can Academies. And so many of them go on to do great things. New class coming in here in a couple weeks. Now's your time to help. 713-225-4226. Be the next blitzer to step up. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, check out SportsMap.com if you get a chance. Very simple, SportsMap.com. We had a meeting today that all the little problems with the website that you guys have been dealing with, and that certainly I've been dealing with, that one of the reasons why I was such a stress puppy before I left, all that's going to be fixed here by September 1st. We're going to have it's going to be so much better, such a better experience for you guys reading it. You'll be able to share everything. You'll be able to search for things. I'll be able to tweak things a lot more, and it's just going to be really a great experience for everybody. So keep reading, keep checking it out. Really proud of that, the site and how it's developed. I'm really proud of some of the people that I have writing on it that have really developed into Holly, and, you know, talked about Jermaine before. We've got some of our interns. Really good story from intern Grayson earlier this week about Kyle Tucker, which I highly recommend. He breaks down his batting stance and, you know, why he thinks he has a chance to be successful because he's made some changes.
Did he compare him to Ted Williams like a lot of people?
He did not compare him to Ted Williams.
A lot of people are saying he has the swing of Ted Williams.
No. He did not do that, but he does a really nice job of showing angles and where.
Okay.
And it's just well done. And Solomon, who I know you've been talking about for a while, did a great job breaking down the Carmelo Anthony and how he's going to impact the Rockets. So it's just some good stuff on the website. If you're looking for some bathroom reading, check it out. There's plenty of good things on there. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
It's been 20-something years since I've been there, so, and I don't even remember what we did. And I just went in for the Hall of Fame game, didn't even stay for the ceremonies. Hey, 6:25, and that's your first one of the week. Have you ever forgotten your shower towel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of fun trying to dry off with your workout towel.
Air dry, yeah.
You should have done the helicopter.
Are you talking about where you spin your penis around real fast?
No. You kind of do this and then you just spin real fast your whole body. So, all the water kind of like...
Oh, you and I do the helicopter differently.
I call that the rope trick, what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The lasso?
Yeah.
The golden lasso?
Because I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Okay. Yeah. Now I know.
Got the story on Martin Maldonado to the Astros. Granado's
I think up. It's Martin.
Martin?
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Martin.
That's racist.
Okay. No. If he's going to play in Houston, his name's Martin.
No.
That's it.
Houston has a really high Hispanic population.
Nope. His name's Martin.
It's Martin.
Mama named him Martin. I'm going to call him Martin.
His mom named him Martin. What's your most commonly... produced doppelganger?
The recent one is obviously the Mayhem guy.
Yeah, we got back-to-back Mayhem tweets about you.
Yeah,
are you accepting of that? Is that okay with you?
I mean, I think that guy has the potential to be, you know how a lot of people, like Ellen DeGeneres, I remember seeing her.
Is she a doppelganger for you?
God, come on.
I just have the same haircut.
Oh, shush.
Unos Pinchas Tacos. I don't think I've been there.
I haven't been there, but it's, I think it's P***s.
Yeah. I don't think we can say that.
So. What?
I know you're not a big soccer guy, but Neymar finished 6th at the final table of a high roller poker tournament. Yeah. He went all in with ace 10 offsuit against what turned out to be Jax. He did get a 10, but that was it.
Was it on the flop?
See, you just spoiled my damn joke.
Come on, John!
Dickweed. I was setting it up. I was setting it up. Say, if you've seen him play, you know his favorite part of poker is the flop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you just jumped in and peed all over it. Who wants a bigger scrotum anyway?
Yeah,
it makes the other thing look smaller.
Yeah, you ever heard a chick who's like, yeah, I mean, the penis is okay, but he had really bulbous balls.
Hey, guys. Oh, there's just no way to do
there's
this.
No good.
I almost went there. Well, if they're going to do this and participate with someone, they should do it on a bed from Texas Mattress Makers.
Yep.
But that would have been such a stretch that I...
Stretch, eh?
Yeah. There you go. See, that one was yours. You can take credit for that one.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
Oh, funny. I'm sorry.
No. It was just funny because I had set... That whole thing was on there so I could set up a Neymar flopping joke. And... Yeah, and you just...
He did win it on the flop, didn't he?
No, he lost.
Oh, he lost it on the flop?
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, and for our friends who were watching the World Cup, there was a lot of controversy about Neymar being kind of a flopping little bitch. So, you know, I thought, okay, this will be cool, and then I can... You know, it's interesting that he finished 6th in a pretty big poker tournament. Mm-hmm. That interesting enough, but then I was going to go for the joke, and that's okay.
That peed on it.
That happens sometimes. I'm sure that I've screwed up jokes of yours before.
No, when you got to go, you got to go.
I see. So Tyler's only had 3 screw-ups today. No, he's trying to say 2. No, he got 3. He got 3.
These are more like offsetting penalties. Because you read the wrong time.
You didn't think I noticed when you turned my microphone on too early during the commercial. I noticed that. I saw the blue light come on.
Yeah, I accidentally pressed that instead of the IFC.
So you know what? I call that a bleep up. Yeah. Because what if I said something? What if I... You've heard some of the conversations we have off air.
You should have made me own it, and you should have talked.
I'm making you own it now. What am I? I'm not going to step on a commercial.
Nobody would have known.
Tyler, those commercials pay for your salary. I'm not going to talk over them. Yeah, because all I know is they're going to be sitting there singing about Schlitterbahn, and all of a sudden they're going to hear me say, Tyler, you just stepped up again.
That and the Patriot Software commercial, I think, are the...
PatriotSoftware.com.
Those
Downing
two.
And payroll. Keep your time and money.
Those two I can't get out of my head once they air.
Oh, yeah. I freaking love Patriot Software song. I can't stop. It's just I hear it. I'll turn it up. You know what I've been playing around with? This could be dangerous. Is I've been playing around with GarageBand on my Mac and kind of laying down some tracks on my guitar. It's been kind of fun.
You should make a... make a song that's like a minute and we can use it as bump back.
Well, I'm going to come up with a couple of things for you to choose from at some point here in the next couple of weeks. But one will be a guitar instrumental that you can use. And then one is going to be some kind of a goofball blitz song.
Okay.
That I've already written. I need a woman's voice for it, though.
I'm sure you can find somebody.
Yeah, because there's a part where she's supposed to say, turn that bleep off.
Okay.
When it's about the blitz, so.
You don't want to use a Val for that?
No, I really don't. Because her voice is going to sound too Canadian-y. Now, we have young ladies here who sound sexy. It needs to be somebody who sounds sexy.
How about this?
No, that was.
Turn that bleep off.
Nope, that was not even close to sexy. In fact, now I'm going to go throw up and probably never have sex again, so thank you. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job by John Lee today. Tyler, B+. That's the best I can give you. It's because you gave me grief over something. And then it's on when you do that. I'm sorry. I did okay today. Did okay this week. Been a fun week. I hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend. Hopefully see you guys out and about. Until Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.